This is Katie and Kate Carbondale. Support for Geek Speak on Katie and Kate comes from Louie the Computer Guy, providing PC and Mac repair, networking support, tutoring, and web design. It's secure, informed, and connected. 970-948-7992. I'm your host, Matt McBrayer, from Marine Corps Help Desk in studio with Louie the Computer Guy.
How's it going, Matt?
Going good. Beautiful tax day.
Oh, God. You had to had to bring that up, didn't you?
Just got to get it. Yeah, get it out of the way, right?
Yeah, I did an extension, but I have to go write a big old fat check when I get out of here and send it off, because I guess they still want their money, even if you don't send them the boring stuff. They want the exciting stuff right now. So
yes,
yep. So tell us all about the eclipse, man.
Yeah, I was in the Dallas Fort Worth area for the eclipse on last Monday. So we went to a park just outside of Love Field, one of the airports in the Dallas area, and watched the airplanes land and take off, and then watched the eclipse once happened. It was interesting because the airport got very quiet as the crescendo of the eclipse came in. I guess they didn't want anybody landing.
I heard it just got really quiet all the way around. I mean, you know, except for, you know, I heard recordings of people oohing and aahing.
Yeah,
as
definitely
the
heard the
eclipse
ooing.
Was going on.
Definitely, yeah, definitely heard the ooing and aahing.
Uh huh.
So
cool. And well, I asked you before the show, but you can tell, like, so you didn't see any stars, though, huh?
No, it was too cloudy. I was going to bring up a couple pictures, but so we saw about 45 seconds of the main event, and you know, then a cloud came through, but. But that's
got
okay.
It.
Got to see a flare and everything. It was great.
But you could still see the disc of the, you know, moon sun through the cloud, right?
Or a few seconds. Yeah,
That was must have been a pretty beefy cloud to obscure it, that. Yeah.
Well, I got some. So as it was coming to totality, I guess it was cloudy enough where you could take the special neutral density lens off of the camera and shoot through the clouds, and you could look at the sun through the clouds and see the crescent.
Cool.
So, but that's how it was cloudy enough to block out the entire sun.
Nice.
So, the eclipse was not powerful enough to push through the clouds, unfortunately.
Well, I watched it on my radio. That's a really safe way to watch an eclipse.
Yeah.
So, it didn't hurt my eyes at all. So. 970-963-2976. The show is called Geek Speak. We are geeks, or at least people call us geeks.
Yes.
They've been calling me a geek since I was in high school, and it wasn't a good thing. But anyway, we are geeks. We fix stuff for a living. Hopefully, if you have something that's broken, call us and we will try to help you fix it. If you know how to break something or fix something that we don't know how to fix, then call us and tell us about that too. If you have a new toy, a new technological toy, give us a call and share the love, because we love new toys even vicariously. So
absolutely.
Yeah, like I said, 963-2976. And I noticed that so I made the decision that I'm going to go to Australia for eclipse in 2028, which just happens to fall on my birthday, and it's going to be amazing. So I wonder how cheap the tickets will be if I get them right now. So, or if they'll even let me.
We tried that in 2015 for Grand Teton.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're not taking reservations for 2017.
Ah, okay.
And then we called back when they told us to call, and they're like, we're booked.
Yeah. Oh, that's not fair.
That's not right. Yeah. We were two years, 18 months too early.
Yeah.
Or a year early or
Got
something.
Got it. Well, I'll keep you guys all apprised of my machinations to make a trip to Australia happen. And so let's see. I'm looking at today's news feed. Looks like Tesla is laying off more than 10% of its workforce. So... And that means that Tesla cars are like the prices are dropping on them, right?
We'll find out. I mean, they have some more.
I'm being sarcastic.
There's competition now, so
yeah.
The market is is swaying. It's going other directions. Mm-hmm. They're not the only game in town anymore. Yeah.
See, I guess we should talk. I mean, what have you heard? I mean, as far as competitors to the Tesla, do you know anybody that owns a late generation electric car that is competitive with the Tesla? Do you know anybody?
I'm trying to think. I think
your Prius doesn't count.
No, it has a gasoline engine.
I'm just kidding.
I know a couple of people with Chevy Bolts.
Okay. They've been doing that for a while. I wonder what their range is like. Because, I mean, last time I looked at one, it was like, if you want to go into town and get groceries, it's pretty good. 50 miles round trip or something like that. But I'm sure that's increased at this point. But
I haven't really seen many of the, you see some of the, Rivian? Rivian?
Yeah, Rivian. Boy, Rivian. Those things are all over the place anymore.
Yeah,
I mean,
so
I've been
seeing
a bunch
often.
Of those. Yep. And the one I was curious about was the Ioniq. Have you heard about that?
Oh, I've seen a couple of those around, too.
Is that a Hyundai or a Kia? It's hard to
say.
Same
difference.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
But, Hyundai.
It says it's a Hyundai. So.
Okay.
Yeah. The Ioniq 5. And let's see what the current price is on one of those bad boys. Let's see. Payment calculator.
There you go.
Ooh.
Ooh, very exciting. You're listening to Geek Speak on KDNK, 970-963-2976. We're happy to tell you to jiggle your cables.
Turn it off and back on again.
Yes, jiggle your cables and turn it off and back on again.
Yeah. You know, I was telling a customer the other day, I said, when a new, like a millennial generation office manager takes over at an office that I do work for, it's like, I pretty much know that I'm not going to be hearing much from them because now they have an on-site person telling them to turn it off and back on again.
Wonder what will happen with the Gen Zs.
Yeah,
because us millennials had to do all the troubleshooting when we were kids.
Yeah,
now the troubleshooting is not there anymore. Yeah.
Well, one of the other things in the other possibilities is like, why don't you just dispose of it and get a new one? Because I'm hearing that all the time. And that's an interesting.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah, go for it.
You're on with the geeks.
Hey, geeks, how are you?
Doing well.
Good, how you doing?
Love that beeping sound in the background. That's awesome.
Oh, you can hear that, huh?
Yeah. It's,
is it still doing
it? Can I hear it?
Oh, we can hear it a little bit.
Yeah. It's kind of intermittent. But tell you what, why don't you, let's hang up and try calling us back. Would that be okay?
Okay.
All right, cool.
Yep.
Thanks.
All right, we're experiencing some technical difficulties. Am I supposed to pick it up on the phone?
Good thing we're in the house.
Yeah. Is there a new protocol for the answering the phone?
Not that I know of.
Oh, okay. But let's try it again.
Here we go. There's a call coming in.
You're on with the geeks.
Hey, well, still there, but that's okay. I'll try to listen through it. Hey, I have a question for you. What are your thoughts on this whole repair law that's come down? I think Apple's involved in it. Like, people have to be allowed to be able to repair their own thing.
That's a really good question because at one point there was a very active movement to like a class action suit to try and get a handle on that. And I'm as upset about it as Matt is, I'm sure. Do you have any late breaking information about it? Have you been looking into it? Cause it's called right to repair, I think is what they call that. Right?
Yeah, that's it. No, I don't have anything new or newsworthy on it. I was just curious if you knew more than I did. I'm just getting my stuff from the internet, but
it looks like repair.org would be a good place to look at the things that have been passed. And I think it looks like this one looks like powered wheelchairs and other things, things have to be built.
Oh yeah.
So, they're all a little different right now, but it looks like, Oregon has a right to repair passed, California, Colorado, Minnesota, and New York. And then there's current legislation that's in the House trying to be passed in, Washington State, Utah, Arizona, much of the Ohio Valley. So it looks like it's got some motion on it, but I would definitely agree that we could save a lot of environmental or a lot of e-waste by having stuff that is at least reasonably repairable.
Yeah, well, that and the ability to do something like I really want to buy a new laptop, But if I do, I have to buy whatever it comes with. I can't upgrade. I can't upgrade the RAM or the hard drive. I'm stuck with what I get, and that really makes me upset. I've been replacing my own RAM and hard drive since day one and supercharging it even to where I can put in twice the amount of RAM because the system will allow it, and it works great.
Yeah.
But I can't do that anymore.
Not on an Apple.
Yeah, we feel your pain because, I mean, you know how many people go out and buy a MacBook, and they're like, yeah, 120 gigs of hard drive, that'll be enough, you know? And it's like, you know, it takes you about 3 weeks to fill up 120 gigs of hard drive on a MacBook. So,
yeah, and of course, Apple being Apple, they like to charge twice to three times more than what the rest of the market is for stuff that they're going to install and solder in.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, one project, this is like a total sideshow I'm taking you on here, but Matt and I, or I discovered actually a company that's selling like a replacement socket for like a 2016 and later MacBook, and it allows you to put like a regular NVMe, like a little chip hard drive on one of those MacBooks because those are all solder on. And they basically and Matt's got the toys to heat it up and try, you know, putting this thing on there. So we'll report back. You know, that's like one way that you know, we hardcore geeks can fight back against the you know,
good old fashioned soldering iron.
Yes, exactly.
I didn't know that was possible. So I usually go to like iFixit.com. They do a good job of having teardowns of how things go together.
Yeah.
And whether it's even possible and how much you can upgrade it to. It's a really well done site.
Exactly. Well, hold on for just a second and I will give you the name of the company here.
There's it's called the Frame Laptop, and the entire system is built modularly, so you can pick all your different boards and everything and your add-ons and anyway, it's a real
for Mac?
No, it's Windows.
That's how PCs
is even more modular than a PC. This is like
and...
yeah. So
it's even more modular than a PC?
Yeah. The Frame Laptop, check it out. I think you'll find it very interesting.
Oh, yeah, well, thank you.
Yeah, so the company that's making these little NVMe sockets is called IBOFF RCC. That's IBOFFRCC, all one string of text. And
what did you call the socket?
It's an NVMe. An NVMe hard drive kind of looks like a RAM stick. It's like all your, like your MacBooks that are like 2015, 14, 13 have a NVMe drive. It's like I said, it's like a little memory stick, but it has one screw at the end.
It's 80 millimeters long and 22 millimeters wide, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So this one's even smaller. This one's, more the size of like a typical
postage stamp or
like
something.
The little Wi-Fi chips.
Little Wi-Fi card. Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah, and the adapter's only $20 itself. You know, getting it on the board is all the job. So
and you use that as an external hard drive?
No, internal.
No, it'll basically. So what I've got is I've got a 2016 MacBook with a bad SSD, and it's a solder-on SSD. So basically, what this will allow us to do is we'll pull the motherboard off of it. And heat it up with the heat gun and pull the existing hard drive off and then clean up the holes. And then we can just basically set the new socket right in, basically plug right into those holes and then flow solder onto the bottom side of the board. So it's safe to say
I've never bothered to solder on a motherboard. It's pretty delicate in there.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say you should call Matt McBrayer because he's got the microscope and all that. You know, he's got the what they call a rework station. So and he's dying for candidates to practice on. So he's patients to practice on. So yeah. Anyway, they don't call it Geek Speak for
all
nothing.
Right.
So
that's true.
Hey, thanks for the call and sorry about the beeping, man. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah,
but,
no worries. It's only mildly annoying.
All right.
I'll keep it in my head for the next couple hours.
No more annoying than me and Matt, you know? What can I say?
I don't know.
Have a great one.
Thanks.
Yeah, take care. Bye.
Bye.
Have a few more minutes. You're listening to Geek Speak on KDNK, 963-2976, 970-963-2976.
Indeed.
Yeah, I would like to see a little more repairability come back into, especially the laptops, you know, or be able to do your the battery on your phone. Those seems like the two things that really, or batteries in general. That's really a wear item that should be reasonably user replaceable.
You know, I've tried working on phones, but man, those screws are tiny. It's just, I guess you could use a microscope to do it, you know, or
yeah,
whatever. But the problem is a microscope, it makes the screws bigger, but it doesn't make my fingers any smaller.
No.
And I, you know, I got some chubby little fingers, and even some of the, like the T4 screws on some of the, you know, the newer MacBooks and stuff just feel like it's like this, a pebble between my fingers. It's like, I'm going to like thread a screwdriver onto that. You know, I don't know. It's just silly. So, yeah.
Tweezers.
Yes.
No, I'm not even joking.
I've got those.
You take your little tech tweezers. You grab the screw with the tech tweezers. You get it on your
uh-huh.
thing, on your screwdriver. And then, you know, then very ginger careful, put it into the hole and mm-hmm. try it.
Exactly. Looks like we got another call. Hopefully it's not beeping on her. It's
Donna.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's still beeping.
Hey, Donna.
Oh, do you want me to call back?
No,
that won't help. There's something going on with that phone line. It's can you bear with it?
Yeah, I can bear with it. I just wanted to mention about the methane sat, which is a satellite that Ball Aerospace worked on. That is launched to measure methane gas throughout the world.
Oh, I saw something about this. It can like graph in real time the methane emissions, right?
I think so. I haven't looked at the details of it, uh-huh. but I thought it was really cool because it's all good stuff for the environment, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, we need
more data. Yes, that's the short of it. We need data.
Need more info.
So.
Yeah, and I'm really curious. I don't know what the satellite, you know, if it goes over the poles or if it's like a, you know, LEO satellite or where
uh-huh.
what the orbit is. But it has to be some kind of elliptical orbit, I think, to go over the poles. I'm not sure. I'm kind of curious about that. But.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at it. It is in orbit. It's up there charting methane right now. Says methane sat data expected to land later this year, so they're still in the process of.
Is there only one satellite, or are there two, or do you know?
You know, let me see. I'm trying to find out without like watching their. They really want me to watch their movie. Let's see.
Oh, yeah.
It says the satellite singular, yeah. Must be just one satellite.
And it says
I think it was just launched. So mm-hmm. from Vandenberg Air Force Base, I think.
Got it. Yeah, and you know they have a couple of sample hot zone maps, and wouldn't you know it, there seems to be a lot of methane coming from the gas and oil fields. So that's shocking, right? So
yeah, right. Anyway, yeah. And I still have not figured out why I can't listen to KDNK when I'm on cellular.
Okay.
You know, I can only listen to it on Wi-Fi, and it's on both phones. I checked all my settings for Safari. I checked my cellular settings. Isn't that weird?
And
so if you have any ideas,
so
let me know.
What app are you using when you try to listen?
Safari.
Oh, okay. Have you tried the NPR News app?
No, not lately.
Is it still
on NPR News?
It is, yeah. Yeah, you can try that. And give that a shot. And I think there's one other, Radio Rethink. If you go to the Radio Rethink site, but I guess that's a web browser as well. But you could, you can go to Radio Rethink and look at and Google it there.
Radio Rethink.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
maybe you can text me that. I'll remember, but
So the satellite is in a sun synchronous orbit, so it's nearly polar. It's nearly a polar orbit, but not quite.
Okay, all right. That's what I thought. Okay, very good.
Cool.
And what else is going on, guys? Anything else?
Well, Matt just got back from the eclipse, so.
Oh, yeah. Right. So did I. Where were you, Matt?
Dallas-Fort Worth.
Actually, I was in Austin, and I got to see lots of really nice, you know, clouds.
Oh, we got to see it for a few seconds, then we saw
really
some nice clouds.
I had a great time. Did you see it, the totality?
Yeah, for about 30, 45 seconds, yes.
Okay. I have a friend who from Ball who took a video. He's a, you know, he's a telescope guy. And he took a video and sent me the MP3. If I can share it, I will. It's like 11 megabytes, though, so I don't know if I can email it.
No, you should be able to email it. Most systems support 25 megabytes now, and some even support up to 250 or 250 megs now.
Wow. That's
I may not be able to email it from work, though. But we'll see. I'll see what I can do. It's a really good video.
Cool. Great. Well, I'm scheming now. I found that after all the hoopla and everybody's telling me how cool it was, I found that there's a total eclipse on my birthday in 2028 down in Australia. So I'm working on getting tickets for that. So
yeah, that would be great. I know there's one in 2026, August 12th, in Iceland.
Yeah. Well, I'm just trying to, because I've been reading up about the difference between the annular and the total, and the total is, it's, I mean, if you're going to go way out of your way to go see an eclipse, don't bother for the annular, but do it for the total is kind of seems to be what, what I've learned. So it all has to do with the distance of the moon from the Earth. The annular doesn't blot out nearly as much of the sun.
Yeah, there's a massive difference between 99% and totality.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Right. Well,
yeah. So.
And so, Matt, did you see totality?
Yes, for about 30 to 45 seconds, yes.
Oh, yeah, you said that. That's right. No, that's great. I'm really happy that you were able to see it.
Yeah.
But, I get to see little spurts here and there, but nothing like a solid thing. It was clouds were just there. But we had a great time, and it was at a winery, and so there was a family there that had 27 family members, and they were all wearing different T-shirts. For example, one said, solar eclipse. I thought you said salsa and chips. I mean, there were a lot of really funny ones, you know.
Well, I'm sure that everybody, you know, talk about an event that transcends, you know, all of the strife and the politics and, you know, it's like, let's just get together and look at this, you know, thing, you know, for a little bit, and, you know, forget about our troubles,
great.
You know, so.
Yeah, that's right. And by the way, he had music playing the whole day because it was at a winery event.
Uh-huh.
So we were there for seven hours. But and then all the music that he had played either had the moon or the sun.
Uh-huh.
And it, you know, talked about, it was really good. And then one of the other T-shirts, one was a husband and wife, and one had the sun and one had the moon. One had the word sun and the other had the word moon on it.
Oh, nice.
And then they took a video of the man, of the guy who had the husband, walking in front of the wife, covering the sun. It was pretty fun. It was pretty funny. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
We had a great time.
That is good.
I'm glad you were able to see it. But good.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you guys go because I know the buzzing is crazy.
Yeah,
huh?
I'm sure that's driving you crazy. I'm going to have to talk to tech services about that and see what the deal is. So,
okay. So. See what you can do about that.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling, Donna. Have a great one.
Okay.
Take care.
Thanks. You too. Yeah, bye.
Bye. All right. You're listening to Geek Speak, 970-963-2976. We have time for a one-sentence question or phone call. We're about to, NPR is about to eclipse our show here.
Yes.
Pardon the pun. So, let's see. Any other little fun tidbits here? Let's see.
Yeah. So, let's hear one of my favorite Linux distributions will be releasing their latest LTS version, which is long-term support. So you have 5 years, and if you sign up for their pro account, which is also free, you have 10 years of security updates for your for Ubuntu,
Got
if you
it.
Want to. So.
So you think I should set up a laptop with that and toss my Mac in the Roaring Fork River? And
I don't know if I go that
get
far.
Get on with it.
But it's been I threw a client away an old laptop, and I put an SSD in there and threw Ubuntu on there, and it's been our, you know, our dining room computer for four or 5 years now. So
cool. Yeah, well, I've been doing that with the Chrome OS on, you know, when I get a random throwaway laptop that still is functioning, I'll throw Chrome on there. And
well, which is a heavily modified version of Gentoo Linux.
Yes, I was going to say, which is, you just can't escape it. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Bitcoin's like really high right now. Is that the deal? It's like. I haven't looked up my Bitcoin account for a long time. I wonder if it'll let me in. Anyway, I'll report back to y'all on that next at the next show. So let's see. Our next show
is going to be May 6th.
May 6th. So the day after Cinco de Mayo. Good deal.
All right.
Well, I'll bring the chips if you bring the salsa.
All right.
So.
You've been listening to Geek Speak on KDNK. I'm your host, Matt McGrath from Roaring Fork Help Desk, in studio with Louie the Computer Guy.
Hey, thanks a lot, Matt.
You're welcome.